This is the news coming to you live from Dudu Spray FM.
Good day. You're welcome to Dudu Spray FM Radio. I am Ayodeji Fumi. Here are the headlines. UN peacekeepers in deadly shooting in eastern DR Congo. First Capitol rioter to stand trial facing sentencing. First shipment of Ukrainian grain since Russian invasion departs Odessa port. Now the news in full. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was outraged by the death Sunday of two people when peacekeepers opened fire at a border post with Uganda in the troubled Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Guterres stressed on the strongest terms the need to establish accountability for this event and endorsed the detention of military personnel involved in this incident and the immediate investigation. A statement from the Secretary General Deputy Spokesman Farhan Ag said in a video of the incident shared on social network, men, at least one dressed as a police officer and another as a Congolese soldier, are seen advancing towards the convoy stopped on the other side of the closed fence in Kasindi in the territory of Beni on the border with Uganda. After a verbal exchange, the alleged peacekeepers are seen firing shots before opening the gate and crossing the post. Soldiers from the intervention brigade of the MONUSCO force returning from leave opened fire at the border post for unexplained reasons and forced their way through. This serious incident caused loss of life and serious injuries, the UN mission said in a statement. First Capitol rioter to stand trial facing sentencing. The first man to stand trial for his role in last year's insurrection of the U.S. Capitol will be sentenced on Monday in federal court in Washington, D.C. Guy Wellesley Refit, 49, of Willie, Texas, was convicted by a federal jury in March of 5 felony counts, including obstruction of justice as well as entering and remaining in a restricted building or ground with a firearm. Federal prosecutors with the U.S. Department of Justice has asked that refugee be sentenced to 15 years in prison, which would be by far the longest sentence handed down to a Capitol riot defendant. Prosecutors have also, for the first time, asked a federal district court judge to apply a terrorism enhancement, which would effectively define under law that a riotous actions amounted to domestic terrorism. First shipment of Ukrainian grain since Russian invasion departs Odessa port. The first ship carrying Ukrainian grain set out from the port of Odessa on Monday under a deal sealed by the United Nations and Turkey, expected to release large stores of Ukrainian crop to foreign markets and ease a growing food crisis. The Sierra Leone-flagged cargo ship Resini sounded its horn as it slowly departed with over 26,000 tons of corn destined for Lebanon. The first grain ship since Russian aggression has left port, Ukrainian Minister of Infrastructure Oleksandr Kubakov said on Twitter. I am Ayodeji from Lyon.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.